normally swim a lot. I know I have laryngitis. I really can't talk any louder than this. So maybe the rain will come here. Maybe I don't know what to do. Can you hear me if I talk to this? Are you able to hear? I'm sorry. A little bit. I move here so the ladies. I'm sorry. Yeah, let me hear me. It's only one. Okay. We're studying the writings of the great master. I can't confuse anybody, so you gotta do me a favor. The great Hasidic master, Rabbi Nezer, Rabbi Avraham from Sochatov, for a few more weeks. I'm doing the Shabbos. A few more weeks. And I decided that we're going to be afterwards studying the writings of this Ravarala Rot, known as Chassidim, known as the Tal Basar, and Ravarala. Somebody that tried to bring back the five of the Baal Shem Tov in the 20th century. It was fascinating. But let's concentrate what we have. I'll try, I think, try to go for as much as I can. The Shabbos. The Chassidim Shabbos wasn't just a day off. It was a day to spend with the Tzaddik, with the Rebbe, and the Avni Nezer. As we spoke about this particular Rebbe, as we spoke about when we were learning about his life, during the entire week was really a Rosh Hashiva. He was really the head of the academy, and he was giving classes, shiurim, and that's how he was with this. And there was very little closeness and warmth that was experienced during the week. When it comes to Shabbos was something altogether different. So here we have a teaching on the first page on the right hand side. Eretz Yisrael, the Shabbos, came to signal Echad. You have it on top, right under where it says Ches, on the right hand side. Eretz Yisrael, the Shabbos, came to signal Echad. Eretz Yisrael and Shabbos, signon means, they translate it means style. It means that it's of one, I should say schnitt, it has the word in English, it's of one, Shabbos and Eretz Yisrael are drawing their sustenance from one source. Shabbos and Eretz Yisrael. So what does that mean? Eretz Yisrael, hu ha'aklim ha'emtzoi. So, as we've been doing until now, there's a short teaching from the father, from the Avinezer, and afterwards his son, Shmuel, the Shem Shmuel, is going to explain his father's teaching. So the father taught, Eretz Yisrael hu ha'aklim ha'emtzoi. Eretz Yisrael, Chazal taught that Eretz Yisrael is the aklim ha'emtzoi. Aklim means climate. But it means that it's the, you know, the Chazal described Eretz Yisrael as being at the center of the universe. Yerushalayim is the center of the universe. Even though geographically, that's not something which you want to say. Geographically, that is the center of the circle, the globe. But it's the aklim ha'emtzoi, it's the moderate and middle climate. Shlosh aklim ha'emtzoi, which often is shlosh ladarim. Avinezer said that there are three different, again, how this measures out nowadays in our modern terms, I'm not sure, but there are three different aklimim, there are three areas, with Safim to the north, of Shlosh Ladarim, Eretz Yisrael, Ha'aklim HaShvi Be'emza, and Eretz Yisrael is considered to be, in other words, it's like the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, that in the Beis HaMikdash, in the temple, the menorah had three candles on one side, three candles on the other side, and the candle in the center. So too, we have a tradition that the entire world is divided into such a way that there's three above Eretz Yisrael and three below, and that Eretz Yisrael is in the center of the world. And Shabbos, plus a Yom Yikami Shabbos, and plus a Yom Yidavosa Shabbos, and of course that's similar to Shabbos. But Shabbos, as I'll say that the Kedusha, the holiness of Shabbos, everybody knows on a certain level, the holiness of Shabbos begins 3 days before Shabbos. And that affects the halach in certain ways, as far as taking trips on a boat is concerned, as the Gemara discusses. 3 days before Shabbos, we're beginning to move towards Shabbos. And the longing begins 3 days before Shabbos. 3 days after Shabbos, we still feel the residue of it. And in Halacha too, there's a, you know, that you can make Havdalah till Tuesday if need be. Till Tuesday if need be. So the, somehow Shabbos persists, it enters into the week during, for those 3 days. Shabbos is in the middle. Shabbos, and so the entire world is, the entire week is caught up in Shabbos somehow. It's either moving towards Shabbos, or it's enjoying the residue of Shabbos. And the entire world, the entire physical world is sort of on one side of Eretz Yisrael and on the other side of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is in the center. As if all of creation is moving towards Eretz Yisrael, which we know that we see that even with our own eyes, and it's caused the Jewish people a great deal of pain, how much the entire world is interested in Eretz Yisrael. We'd really, we'd much rather that we'd be left alone, like Rhode Island or something, to have it. But the whole world is always moving towards Eretz Yisrael. So, Shabbos Yom HaShvi B'Emsa, the Zuzu, Hein HaNakuda HaPnimis. So the Avnei Nezer, this is all the Avnei Nezer taught, and we're going to see what this means. The Nakuda HaPnimis, it means that just like Eretz Yisrael is the center point of physical creation, Shabbos is the center point of time. Shabbos is the focal point of time. Let's understand. Eretz who lost about song. The word Eretz, land. Eretz Yisrael, land. The land of Israel. Eretz comes from the word Ratzon. Ratzon means desire. Ratzon. Eretz comes from the word Ratzon. For Eretz Yisrael, he dugmas ha-Ratzon shel Yisrael shehu la'avim shebashamayim. It's hard for us to understand such a thing. That just as the natural inclination and the natural yearning of every Jew is for Hashem, there's a place on earth that corresponds to this nature of the Jewish heart and soul to yearn for Hashem, and that's Eretz Yisrael. So the word Eretz Yisrael, I can call the word Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Nachman said, that it means Reitza Ani Lies Yisraeli. I want to be a Yid. Yisrael means a Jew. Yisrael is a Yid. I want to be a Jew. I want to have that connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to Hashem. That's what it means. Eretz Yisrael, Reitz Ani Lies Yisraeli, and the land of Israel. Eretz Yisrael is also has that. The land has that drive to draw closer to Hashem. The Eretz Ha'amim, he dugmas Eretzim Shel Ha'amim, Ish L'Bitzo. It's a very deep thing. He says that the Jew is compared to Eretz Yisrael. That's why every Jew is called an Eretz Yisrael. An Eretz Yisrael. I want to be a Jew. I want to serve Hashem. And that's the nature of Eretz Yisrael. It is longing to attach itself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The nations of the world, the non-Jews, they also have a place in God's world, of course. But the non-Jews are called Chutz La'aretz. In other words, the essential drive of a non-Jew, regardless of how wonderful a person, be a wonderful person, and a non-Jew can achieve the world to come in his life. But the underlying essential drive of a non-Jew is not for the master of the world. Even if he's praying and he's saying psalms up and down, the back and forth, day and night on the F train, whatever it is, it doesn't make a difference. The pnimius, the inward, and you see a Jew, and this Jew doesn't seem to care about davening, he doesn't care about Yiddishkeit. These are all layers and layers and layers and peels, like the 7800 Tosca said, that a Jew is like an onion. When you take off the last peel, you're left with a tear. So a Jew has a lot of, the people that have a lot of peels. But the underlying essence of the Jew is the desire for Hashem. Therefore, the Jew is compared to Eretz Yisrael. And the place of a Jew is Eretz Yisrael. The non-Jews, regardless of how devoted they might be on the outside, externally, but inwardly, they don't have that connection, that deep connection to Hashem. Therefore, the non-Jews, Rabbi says, are compared to Eretz Ha'amim, outside of Eretz Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz. And they're compared, each person has his own interest, his own, what he pursues in this world. Al Kain, Eretz Yisrael, v'Shabbos, in Yinechad L'ham. Ahava, Rotzon, Ki b'Shabbos ein ha'avoyde b'smamu sa'nefesh. Baroigas Yetzer Toy Ayetzer Hora. Alev Biahava Urotsum of the Vegas. Many times in the Shul we spoke about this, that you see that when it comes out Yontav and Shabbos, you hit on the words Biahava Urotsum, with love and with longing. So the meaning of that is, the meaning of the Rebbe is explaining here is that there's a different way, there's a different capacity that a Jew has on Shabbos than he has during the 6 days of the week. The 6 days of the week, it's like when you're chutzlaretz. The 6 days of the week, you're not there, you're outside, and therefore you're lacking, during the 6 days of the week, you're lacking in that motivation, and that drive, and that love, and that longing, during the 6 days of the week. The 6 days of the week, l'chadol a Jew is in a world like chutzlaretz of Eretz Ha'am. He's amongst the nations of the world. And therefore, the rotzon of a Jew during the 6 days of the week is very often for things that the secular world wants. But when it comes to Shabbos, a Jew can forget all of those things. When it comes to Shabbos, Shabbos is when a person returns to Eretz Yisrael. It's like a Jew coming back to Eretz Yisrael. I'm sure that most of us have had the privilege of being to Eretz Yisrael, and whoever hasn't should soon desire to go to Eretz Yisrael. So when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you know, the feeling that I know that I get when you come up the road and you see Yerushalayim, you know that feeling when you make that coming up around the seas, Yerushalayim. That's not something that you can get, that you can feel anywhere else. What it means, Yerushalayim for a Jew, there to sell is for you. It awakens within a person that wants them to be a Jew, the desire to be a Jew. So a Jewish person, during the six days of the week, he doesn't feel that Yerushalayim. He doesn't feel that attachment to that ahava, that love and that longing. But on Shabbos, a person has, it's like a person's coming into Yerushalayim on Shabbos. In the different levels of Shabbos, you come in Shavuot Shudas, the holiest time of Shabbos is Shavuot Shudas, the third meal, and you're entering like into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Holy of Holies, Shavuot Shudas. That's the time, B'nai Echola Dechsifa, the Jewish people are called the B'nai Echola, the children of God's sanctuary, Shavuot Shudas, B'nai Echola Dechsifa, the Metz, the Ziv, the Zayantim, they were at a level where we were longing to see a little bit of a glimpse of the glory of Hashem by the third meal. The rest of the week, when you serve Hashem, the Rebbe says, it's very often the hismarmerus. Hismarmerus means what? With bitterness. Begrudgingly. No, you have to go to shul, you have to daven a little bit, you have to do a mitzvah, you know, but it's a little bit sometimes hismarmerus. With a little bitterness, or you'd rather not. But Shabbos is v'ahava v'rotz. The Shabbos, you see how often do you see this? The same thing that comes to here in Eretz Yisrael. Why is it? So you see, there are many social reasons, sociological reasons, but you see that so often that when you'll take chevrah when they're here in New York, so it's very, very hard for them to have a shaykh to Hashem. But you go to Eretz Yisrael, so they begin to, alright, a lot of it has to do with getting away from some of the craziness, of course. But that's not, whoever thinks that's all there is doesn't believe in the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael has a way of drawing out of the person that inner point, the pnimius. Nachvar pirashna, divi hazmiris. The zmiris that we say, Friday night, according to the Arizal, there are certain zmiris. Most Ashkenaz don't say that it's in every benchmark. If you look, you see, it's Azan of the Shah. The piyut from the Ariya Kaddish. Some people say before Kiddush, some say after Kiddush. But it's the beginning of Shabbos. And what does it say there in the piyut of the Ariya Kaddish? Svach and af aksin the tail and the shvisa. Means that all of the outcry, the screaming, the misery of the week is the tail and the shvisa. The tail means this bottle, like you say for Chametz, the tail and the shvisa. Remember I told you many times that the Baal Shem HaKadosh used to eat Friday night, used to eat firewood. And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh did something, you know, it wasn't Baal Shem Tov used to eat firewood. You know, how do you say firewood in English? Is it really? Firewood. No, everybody knows what firewood is. Okay. So it's even a Svadim, I think they call it couscous, I suppose that is. Firewood. So, the Baal Shem, he used to eat fireful, the Jew has to know, whatever happened during the week is fafalim. Fireful means fafalim, don't worry about it, it's finished. Sometimes, the worst thing is if you take Erev Shabbos into Shabbos, if you take the 6 days into Shabbos, you can't have a Shabbos. Shabbos can only work when it's swach and of oxen, the tail and of shvis, and chik and the sabin. It's fafalim, whatever it was, $100 like that, $1,000 money like this, whatever it is, designers, we all have to go through during the 6 days of the week, all kinds of designers. My father never wanted me to come to his store. And I never understood why I wasn't supposed to go to the store. And, even when I would go, my father would come out to give me something. He didn't want me to go to the store, and I had to go into the store. And only last year, I was visiting him in Florida, we were talking, so I said, what happened? So my father said, he didn't want to I should see designers, people act, and people talk, you know, to him. We should, even people are nice, but my father was a king, and I only talk to the king a certain way, that's how I speak to him, so I spoke to him. And he didn't want me to see how people say, hey, this, you know, give me this, do it. He didn't want me to see this certain sense of dignity. That it's not there during the 6 days of the week. Sometimes it's missing. You know, you don't feel it during the 6 days of the week. So that's what we say right now when we come to the Shabbos meal. Svach mevaksin b'teil and shvizin dekoyel ha'adam atzmo b'sachadri libra. So he says, you should know, the Rebbe says, it's not just talking about all the screaming and yelling and commotion that goes on in the shuk, in the market, in the outside world. The Rebbe says, it's the Sochadre Levi. It means in the rooms of your own heart. During the 6 days of the week, there's screaming, there's a tumult, there's a commotion, I have to do this, I have that, appointment. Everybody's running around with beepers now, you know, with the cellular phones, and when you're in the car, there's no, I remember Rav Shlomo Feifel was once talking to me, he was very upset, there was a certain rabbi that was walking there, I was talking to Shlomo, walking with a cellular phone. And that's when things was, the cellular phones were starting. But he was trying to, so upset. He said, what is it? But it used to be at least the person went in the car, if you listen a little bit to the news, if you think for a minute about, you know, a few things, is now also, it's like, you have to also on the phone, you know, in the car, you have to handle, you know, while you're driving in between, you know, a little bit quiet, peace of mind. So, it's not so much a commotion outside, it's inside yourself. Shabbos is a time where you can feel a certain quiet. The Bezoya Kodesh, because like Vahaya V'yayim Haniyach Hashem L'cha Mi'atzucha Merugzucha, the Pasuk says that there's going to come a time when Hashem is going to relieve us of all of our anxiety and all of our anger and bitterness and all the difficult work. Now that sounds like it's talking about the end of time, which means Mashiach, right? The end of days. But Chazal darish like Shabbos, on Shabbos. Every Shabbos is a little bit of the time of Mashiach. Every Shabbos is a main olam haba. That's the only way you could have a Shabbos. So therefore, when it says in the pasuk that Hashem is going to bring a time in your life when He's going to relieve you of all the anxiety and all of the difficulty and bitterness, it's not just talking about when Mashiach will come. It means that every week you have that opportunity to come to Shabbos and to escape that whole world of the 6 days of the week. The Zohar Darshan is this on Shabbos. The Yisnoshim and I call Mil and the Chol, that you're able to forget. You're able to forget all the things of the week. Chol Tsa'ar and the Chol Akim, all Tsar, all anguish, all things that are worrying you and pursuing you. V'oid V'zohar Kodesh V'naichin V'naich Hesholim. But on Shabbos, one can have true rest. You know, true rest doesn't mean when you just have an hour to lie down. Because if you have a million things on your mind, I'm sure it's happened to everyone here, that you've had an hour and you could go lie down, but you have so many things buzzing around inside your brain, you can't fall asleep. You're so worried about different things. You're thinking about so many things. You can't rest. Shabbos is night of shalom. It's mamish complete menucha. It feels different when your head hits the pillow on Shabbos. It's a different feeling. You know? It's not the same. It's a ruchnis thing. It's a ruchnis. It's not gashmis. It's ruchnis. Huh? Yeah. Benayche benayche shalom is smashi kolu kol rugzim v'chol dinim v'chol pachon and kashim. Therefore, the Zohar says that on Shabbos you have complete rest and you're able to forget all the bitterness and all the struggles and all the dinim and all the pachon and kashim, the avoda kasha, the 6 days of the week, the avoda kasha. Forget certainly doesn't mean that you don't know about it. Forget, what does it mean to forget?
I will, so I'm just going to say, the week is over now.
it means that for those hours of Shabbos, it's completely irrelevant to your life. Yeah, it's within the Mechus of Shabbos. So you're right. It's within the Mechus of Shabbos. It's not just a day off. Because even people that have 2 weeks off, I'm saying people that don't have Shabbos. It's the Kedusha of Shabbos. Let's learn. That's what we're gonna learn. And that's the meaning of Shabbos. Shabbos means Shvisa. Shvisa means everything stops. Well, what happens is, what the Ariya Kaddish taught and the Zohar Kaddish taught is that Shabbos, you know, I'm just gonna begin to talk about it now, because Rebbe will talk more about it, just because I don't want you to go, you know, without Menucha. That the, that Yontif is the Avodah, Yom Tovim come from Klai Yisrael, we all know this, that we declare Yontif. Yontif is up to the Jewish people to declare that we form the calendar. Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmana. We are Yisrael Akishin. We are the ones that sanctify the Yom Tov. And it depends. In the time when the court would accept witnesses, so then it was up to the Bezin to declare as Mekudesh. Whether it's Kodesh or whether it's Rosh Chodesh or not, it was up to the Jewish people. Shabbos, however, Chazal says, is Kriya v'Kayom, the Lashon of Chazal and Beis. Shabbos is Kavur. It means it's established in creation. It doesn't have to do with the Kibbutz. It doesn't have to do with the Maisev of Kibbutz. It doesn't mean that you don't have to establish its mitzvah. It's Kiddush of the holiness of Shabbos is something that descends into the world. The Kiddush of Shabbos enters into the world. The Rebbe from Rabbi Yankel Lizbis, Rabbi Yankel, the son of the Meir Shiloah, we spoke about a lot 2 years ago. Rabbi Yankel Lizbis says, I mean, it's a hard thing to understand what's the meaning of Kiddush. You know, one of the children asked me, you know, what does it mean exactly? Holy. What does holy mean? So many books have been written about it. I've been to try to describe it. There was a man, a non-Jewish philosopher by the name of Adam. He was a brilliant person. To try to define what's the meaning of holy. What's the meaning of holiness? Holy, Kedusha. So everybody knows it. Rashi says like this, and Ramban says like that. I mean, Kedusha means to be separate. Need to designate something, right? As the Yankel Hizbis has said, that Kedusha, to know what it is, it's very hard to be able to say what it is. You know when you see it, you know when you're there, you sense it. But he says that Kedusha hu ahepach midvorm shal mabakach. There's an expression, dvorm shal mabakach, it means inconsequentiality. There is such a word. I don't know if there's such a word. Inconsequentiality means there's a way of looking at the world, and you look at the world, it's okay. Here's a cup of soda. It has no real deep meaning other than the fact that it's something that can quench the thirst of someone who's thirsty, and it has a use for that second. But really, it's a davar shel mabakach. The whole world is filled with davar shel mabakach. Things of inconsequentiality. What is holiness? Holiness is the ability to recognize that there is nothing that's a davar shel mabakach. There's nothing that's a consequential. For a tzaddik, for one of Hashem's children, this is an opportunity to make the bracha. It's something that's an opportunity to see, to sense for a second, a closeness to Hashem, an appreciation for Hashem. There's no such thing as something which is davar shel mabakach. Shel mabakach. But the Angela explains that it says in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah says that the nations of the world have Amos of the Malka. Amos of the Malka means that they're afraid of the king. It's a Gevaldige thing. They're afraid of God. To be God-fearing is a Choshev thing. It says that the Gemara is saying in a way, not the president, that the nations of the world are afraid of the king. So the Ankle says, it means afraid they run away from the king. Doesn't mean to run away from the king. why is it that I don't know if any of you share this feeling that I had, but regardless of how much fun I was having in school, there was always this feeling that I'd rather not be there. I didn't want to be there. I mean, even though I had my friends, well, nice, what else did I have? So I had my friends were there, had a good time. So again, on a superficial level, you would just say, well, because, you know, you don't want to have to write home notes, no more, what was the song just saying? No more books, no more teachers' dirty looks, you know. So you don't want the teachers' dirty looks, you know, who needs it? And nowadays, if a teacher gives a better look, you could probably sue them, though. We used to get clapped. No, no, I'm just the only one that got clapped, and we used to get clapped. But what is it? Why is that? Because no one wants to be in a place where you're told you have to be, and that you have a responsibility here. It's a very unpleasant thing. No one likes to have that feeling of having a responsibility that someone's watching you. You don't like it at work if someone's watching you. You don't like it at school because you're being scrutinized. Nobody likes that. The nature of a child, the nature of an immature person, is to run away from the king. In the palace, it's not good in the palace because they're watching carefully. And if you want to have a good time, you want to do what you want. So then the teva is to run away. I think maybe I mentioned this the other day. I don't remember. But I remember that I came into the kitchen. And Suri was a little girl. I told her. Did I mention this the other day? I told her not to have. She had already candy. I gave her. You know. No, on and on. I told her, I said, no more lollipops. Okay, fine, no more lollipops. I leave the room. Of course, the end of the night, I come back in. And she took a chair over to the couch. You know how she made a whole pyramid to be able to get what she wanted. So she was climbing, and I walked, and just when she was just putting her hand into the bag, the lollipops. And, huh? No, so you know what she did? She saw me. I caught her mamish red handed, and she did. She went like this. She covered her eyes. It struck me. It was an interesting thing. In other words, he's gone. Just make him go away. So by closing her eyes, I'm not there. So then she's not in trouble. It's good. No. So we do that also. And it says in the Gemara that the nations of the world have fear of the king. The king is here, we're in the palace, you can't get out of the palace of the king is everywhere. But the teva of a person, the nature of a person is that you'd rather not see it. I don't want to think about it. And you close your eyes and you go by it and you don't think about it. So this way you don't have to feel it, the king. And if I do that, then I can have my lollipop. The whole world is running into lollipops, expensive lollipops. Everybody wants expensive lollipops. But this way, I'm able to, Yankula says, I'm this bashit. I mean, I could spread out, I could do what I want, and I don't have to worry about the king impinging upon my freedom. Therefore, everything in the world is a tovish mabakach. You have that way of looking at reality. Everything in the world becomes inconsequential. You see, if you admit that it has some deeper meaning, and there's something very choshev here in this place, if there's something very choshev in life, then what you're doing is you're drawing responsibility and you're drawing the presence of the king into your life. And that's a very unpleasant feeling. The nations of the world, therefore, who are running from the king, who are running away from Shabbos, who are running away from Eretz Yisrael, in fact, they want that everything should be a Dovah Shal Mabekah. It should be stam. It's not, it doesn't mean anything. It's stupid. It's, I don't care. Some people talk. Who cares? Nobody cares. It's not important. Whatever you view like this, that's good. You want it's also good. To admit that there's something that's been consequential, that it's chosher. See, when it comes to Shabbos is the kedusha of Shabbos is that there descends into the life of the Jew, regardless of whether you expect it or not. Of course, it depends on how much you prepare, that's how much you can feel. There's no question about it. But it's not up to you. Shabbos is a fixture in creation. It's a time when a Jewish person is able to realize that there's no such thing as a Dovah Shal Mabekah. That's why you think, why wouldn't Hashem tell me Shabbos to fast? Why wouldn't Hashem say Shabbos you should fast? This way you can concentrate on Torah and you can get into, you can be real spiritual. Why did God tell you that for Shabbos and that's not a good kugel and a chon? Why is Shabbos such a beginning of Mesil Shasharim says that the Tachlis of life is those Pesanek al Hashem, the delight in God. And then we have Shabbos, it's called Einik Shabbos. That's Pesanek al Hashem, Einik Shabbos means you fill your stomach. And the Rambam is not satisfied, he says what you eat. He says, the Rambam says, all of a sudden the Rambam becomes like a menu. He says you have to have sweet and fat, good fat things. The Rambam wasn't talking about broccoli, you understand. He's talking about Gishmak, you good? Huh? Right. He's talking about the real Makal and the Matanim. So you think that Shabbos is supposed to fast? The Tachlis of Shabbos is not for you to rise up to heaven. The Tachlis of Shabbos is to realize that everything that you have in your life is a gift from Hashem. Hashem is a gift. It's a gift. And it's therefore important. The point is not to starve yourself, not to fast. The point is to eat like a Jew. If on Shabbos before you eat, you should say the Chol Shabbos Kodesh, the Chol Shabbos Kodesh. When you eat something with religion, you say the Chol Shabbos, the Sacred Shabbos. In other words, there's no such thing as a Chol Shabbos. Same exact thing. That makes sense. In Eretz Yisrael, even on a simple, silly level, there's no such thing in Eretz Yisrael as a davar shamabekach. In Eretz Yisrael. That means that if you're, let's say you're standing on the bus and you're looking at a few glasses, you'll have 10 different people that are going to comment. They're going to comment on you. Why are you doing that? You shouldn't be looking at the glasses. Everybody has an Eretz for you in Eretz Yisrael. Not only that, whatever happens in Eretz Yisrael somehow makes it into the newspaper, which the whole world is such a fella that we have nothing to talk about. It's Eretz Yisrael. Everything, the eyes of the world in Eretz Yisrael, right? Because in Eretz Yisrael is holy. And the holiness of Eretz Yisrael is that one recognizes that nothing is a consequential in Eretz Yisrael. There's no Dovish and Mabakach in Eretz Yisrael. It's not Stam. That's why the Israelis, our brothers and sisters, that everything, even though it seems like it's unimportant, becomes such a passionate thing. It becomes such a, like, people are ready to kill each other over the things that we would say over here. It's not bad, Muslim, who cares? That's a soul. That's a soul, you care. You have to care. There's no such thing as a double shamad. So he says in the bottom paragraph, the chengel in the Eretz Yisrael, Shemoshech la'avoyda bi'ahavu u'tveikis. The Eretz Yisrael draws a person with love and with tveikis. Achutz la'aretz, with attachment to Hashem, achutz la'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, Eretz ha'amim, and the nations of the world, ha'rotzen shel ha'amim kenal, hudug mesim e'achol. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, equals, in other words, in time, in physical space, chutz la'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, equals 6 days of the week. I suppose as you approach the borders, you get closer to Eretz Yisrael, especially the outlying areas, which have been affected halachically by the presence of Eretz Yisrael, at a certain level, that is, you're getting closer to, Friday is already different from Thursday. Friday there's already an Erev Shabbos. It's one of the reasons we have so much tzaras of Eretz Yisrael with the Yishmaelim, with the Arabs, with our neighbors. The tzaras that we have, they feel also a shaykhist to Eretz Yisrael. They feel a shaykhist to Eretz Yisrael. In other words, if you're living in a place that's Friday, you think that you have a claim on Saturday. If you're living someplace where it's Monday, you say, yeah, well, what do I have with Shabbos? So, but over there, the heritage in that part of the world is that Eretz Yisrael is the womb stars, Eretz Yisrael. And it's interesting to know, they just thought of it, that Yishmael makes their Shabbos on Friday. But the Bnei Yishmael made Friday into it, they made a Shabbos on Friday. But Bnei Edom makes it on Sunday. It's an interesting thing. It's leaving, it's outside. Entering is Friday, going away from is Sunday. And the Bnei Yishmael made their Sabbath, Erev Shabbos. It's also a wondrous thing. It's an interesting thing. Alright, we'll talk about that some other time. Dugmas miyachol shetzorach sha'avaydes Hashem tiyeh bedichui hapsoilus umachshoves shaynes v'zorus ha'reitfus achar ha'adam. During the 6 days of the week and outside of Eretz Yisrael, the main avodat Hashem, the main way of serving Hashem is trying to push away the negative thoughts and trying to overcome all the ugliness that's pursuing us. You know, our main way of serving God during the 6 days of the week is sur meira, to try to try just not to get swallowed up. And only to the extent that during the 6 days of the week a person is bitter, meaning that he's angry with his Yetzirah, his evil inclination, and he fights ugliness, and he tries to tear himself away from ugliness. That's the preparation for Shabbos. To the degree that he, in Chutzlar, is here in this world, to the degree that one fights against the ugliness of the 6 days of the week and of Chutz Laris, to that degree will he be able to taste something, will be able to taste more of the holiness of Shabbos, of the beauty of Shabbos. Next page, Kuf Aleph. Ulchvar Higadna. She Shabbos v'yemei ha'chol hem dugmas eitze chayim v'eitze da'as toiv v'ra. You know that that Shabbos is like the tree of life in paradise. The Eitz HaChaim that was in paradise. Shabbos is like a tree of life. And the 6 days of the week are like a tree of knowledge of good and evil. She'etz HaChaim, Moisiv Chaim, Nislavus HaKadusha. The tree of life brings more life and excitement and holiness. Ve'etz HaDas, Toivera, Nami Loi Lera Nivra, Ela Yidei, She'ha'odem, Nisrachik, Mimena, V'doicha, Yisai, Bolu, Mosa, V'dush, El Yoyim. So why is there a tree of knowledge of good and evil? The 6 days of the week are compared to the tree of knowledge of good and evil. It's not that God wants us to lose to the evil. God doesn't want us to fall into the evil. But there is a point that God has with us here in this world, that our job is to try to muster up our fear of God, and in Chutz Laaretz, in our places outside of Eretz Yisrael, and during the 6 days of the week, which is the tree of knowledge of good and evil, try to turn away from the evil. Try to push away the evil. And as a result of that, to draw closer to holiness. Both of these trees were created to help man, and to bring to his correction, to bring to man's greatness, the tree of life, which means excitement, and means Eretz Yisrael, which means Shabbos, and the 6 days of the week, which means the good and the evil, the confusion, the struggles. Tree of life corresponds to that quality of doing good, and to become great through positive actions. Beit Hadas, the tree of knowledge, Ivei Sumera, that's for man to become great through his trying to disentangle himself from evil. And man achieves greatness through that. By not giving into it, by not going along with the flow, with the momentum. Alkein Shneim B'Sherish Echad Nivu. Therefore, Chazal tell us that the tree of knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life were both growing from one root. In paradise in Gan Eden, they were two separate trees, the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But Chazal say that they came from beneath the earth, they were coming from one shayrish, from one root. The Dugma Zu, Hem Shabbos V'Meichol. And this is the same thing by Shabbos in the week. The Shabbos V'Eichol, like they have with Veik, Shabbos means with love and with excitement and attachment. Shabbos you can draw close to Hashem. It's like a tree of life. You don't have to fight and struggle against evil and all these things that are inside of you. That's why when it says, the Shem Yishmul explains elsewhere, that the meaning of lighting the Shabbos candles, that the Gemara says is because of Shalom Bayis. One of the reasons the Gemara gives is that to bring peace into the house. And the Svarim say it means peace within oneself. In other words, that's why it's such a dangerous thing to have arguments on Shabbos. The Zohar says that if a person, God forbid, gets into a fight, an argument on Shabbos, that it's like, it's when I said in the Torah, Lo Sivar Ra'ish, don't make a fire on Shabbos, the Zohar says it means an argument, it means anger. And the Zohar says that if, God forbid, a Jew gets angry on Shabbos, or yells, or gets upset, and fights on Shabbos, it causes a korban, and causes a destruction. That's why there's a Yetzirah on Shabbos to get upset. There's a Yetzirah. Causes a chorv, mamish a chorv. Shabbos to be angry is a chorv. You have to try so hard Shabbos never to get angry, not to get angry. Elamachmas ahava vahadveikas memela nechlol and chelke arab kedusha. See, Shabbos, because of the positive energy of Shabbos, the light of Shabbos, when you're really, really, really happy and you're really feeling good and there's that positive, and all of that which is negative, as we said before, is when Mele just Shabbos just swallows it up. Shabbos drowns it out. It drowns out the noise of the world. That's the mabus of Shabbos. That's the gather of Shabbos itself, that when Shabbos comes, everything else is pushed aside. It cancels out. It cancels out. I mean, the negative exists, but it's like when a person, let's say you're worried because you have a certain cheshbon nechesh. Let's say, somebody owed you $18. And the person was supposed to pay you back, and you may believe that he didn't know. And you have this on your mind. And then all of a sudden they take you to the palace and introduce you to the king. So the guy still owes you $18. What? You gotta think about that. If you're standing next to the king and you're thinking about $18, you're an idiot. A person who remains on Shabbos, that's why I always say Shabbos, you have to have rachmanis on your neshama Shabbos, not to sit down to read the New York Times on Shabbos. Halachas v'kam v'kam in the New York Post. You're not supposed to read, to sit and to read a novel or something on Shabbos. Why? It's not a question. Somebody asks me, where does it say? It says, it does say. But that's not the point. If you're in the palace, you're in the palace. I told this to them once. I mentioned that there was such a painful thing that I saw that I was a guest someplace for Shabbos once to speak. I was going to speak by Musaf, and I was sitting by Kriyas Torah, Chavos HaShas, and I Chazon saying over Shem Nesser. There was a Jew that was sitting there with a Time magazine by his place there. During Kriyas, in between the Aliyahs, during the Aliyahs, he read the Chumash. But in between Aliyahs, he had a Time magazine. And when the Chazon was reading Shem Nesser, he was looking at the Time magazine. So what do you see? Is it a sin? Is it a veyra? It's not the pshat. The pshat is that a man could be sitting in shul on Shabbos, hearing the kriyas of Torah from the week, and he's not in the palace of the king at all. He's not even in a suburb. He's not someplace. He's in the 6 days of the week. That's why Shabbos not to read. If a person reads secular things, Shabbos you're pogging. I know you're not supposed to say these things in a modern area. This is a more modern neighborhood. It sounds like something from way out, but I feel comfortable to say this. The truth, which I shouldn't say. It's the truth. What do you mean? A person reads a Goyish book on Shabbos. It's not because of an issue, although there is an issue. But it's not because of that. It's because it's prohibited. It depends. I mean, there's certain things that one is allowed to. There's certain discussions, Shulchan, and then that's okay. But it's not. You're supposed to stand in front of the king on Shabbos. And why are you going on Shabbos and doing things that take you away? What if people wear weekday clothing on Shabbos, God forbid? Wear weekday clothing on Shabbos. To go Shabbos like the way they go Chol became now a popular thing. People started on Shabbos after the meal, after on a nice day in the summer. You see people already start to walk around in casual clothing. That for thousands of years, Jews were able to wear Shabbos clothing on Shabbos. And all of a sudden, people thought that we're going to have a Menuchas Shabbos by wearing another shirt with an alligator on it. That's not Shabbos. What is it? It's a question of where are you? Do you realize what Shabbos is? Do you appreciate what Shabbos is? Have a hergish for Shabbos. If a person has a hergish, has a feeling for Shabbos, it's not that it's forbidden, it's just that you don't want to do that. That's not what Shabbos is. You're taking yourself away from the king. And you're standing there in the presence of the king. All these things become silly. That's why you're going to sit at the Shabbos table and talk about business. You're going to sit at the Shabbos table and talk about some show or something. It's not that it's, again, it's not a question of prohibition. It's a question of sensitivity. Because you're not sensitive to the king. Why do people talk in shul? It's the same thing. People talk in shul because they don't feel the presence of the king. You feel the presence of the king while you talk. So that's what it is. Shabbos is you're standing mamish next to the king. Love him, call him, hold him. Kamoshi higid admor agoyin hakodesh. Divim er rebbe nigur. Mishab Shabbos tzorach shi akilu kol malach tachlasui. Says that when you come to Shabbos, you have to think as if all of the work of the 6 days was done. When you come to Shabbos, everything had. That's why you now have to work on Shabbos. Everything is ready. It's as if even if you're in the middle of the biggest project, you're painting Mona Lisa face. When it comes to Shabbos, you have to feel like it's fit. You have to feel like it's kol malach techasuya. But he takes the chedushim, as the Gemara says. The chedushim says one more thing. I know, filu binyam alecha shamayim avada shamayim. Even on Shabbos, you shouldn't be thinking, oh, I'm not a good Jew. Shabbos, you shouldn't be thinking, I didn't learn enough during the week. Oh, you shouldn't, even in other words, even when it comes to spirituality, you should feel on Shabbos, not to delude yourself. That's not to delude yourself. So you, then you could say, oh, listen, I'm a Chavetz Chaim, I might as well take an extra 2 hours sleep instead of learning. And that definitely doesn't mean that. It means that, don't think back on what went, even in spirituality, what didn't go well during the week. Something went, an aveir or something, Shabbos. That's not, Friday is a time to do shuv. Shabbos is by tal shuv. Shabbos itself causes you to do shuv. The word Shabbos or the same letters is shuv. Shabbos, you return, but it's simcha, not to have to sit back and make a cheshon nefesh and to be worried. You know, it's interesting. There were tzaddikim and put them certain swamp and learning that on Friday night one should not learn difficult sugyas and shas, like the most difficult, like difficult gemaras and things that you're learning the whole 6 days on Friday night. Tzaddikim is to learn secrets of Torah tradition. To learn to chaz a little bit, not to go like, even on that level, it's hard to understand what Shabbos is. Six days of the week, it's just you're running away from evil. The 6 days of the week, you're separating, you're trying to find a little good, a little something in the midst of all the ugliness. But on Shabbos, we're not allowed to separate between the good and the bad. Borer is one of the 39 malachas, and I like to separate and say this. On Shabbos, we don't try to find good and take away evil. Shabbos is kulei tov. It's completely good. It's completely light. That's why by Shabbos it doesn't say vayher vayibayk. It was night. It was morning. Shabbos is just vayichul shemayim varos. Shabbos is Shabbos. It doesn't say vayher vayibayk yom hashvi. Shabbos. Shabbos, you don't distinguish. You don't try to. Because Shabbos is not the etzah das tov ra. Shabbos is not trying to. You're not trying to find the good. Zulas as sridim of bnei aliyah shafim meachol of adaisam rak b'havu devekis and mikorem shabbos et b'chol. There are great tzaddikim. There are great tzaddikim that even during this, even there are great tzaddikim that the whole 6 days of the week they go like Shabbos. They like Shabbos. That's why the Zohar says that the Talmud Chacham is called Shabbos. He used to call Rabbi Shimon Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Yochai was called Shabbos. It means that by him, the whole 6 days of the week, they avoid it with love and with attachment, not having to say, oh, you're the correct. But Dugna Zuha Hafish ben Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlaritz, that's the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlaritz. Shab Eretz Yisrael avoid the Be'ahavu Dveikas, and Eretz Yisrael, you could serve Hashem with great love in Shabbos, like Shabbos. Chutzlaritz avoid the Sumira. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, the main avoid is the Sumira, is fighting against evil. And this is the difference between the sages who lived in Eretz Yisrael and the sages who lived in Babel and Babylonia. The Chachamim of Eretz Yisrael, the Tzaddikim of Eretz Yisrael, in Mamish lived immersed in light. The Talmud Yerushalmi is something that it's beyond our understanding. It's so lichted, it's so filled with light. It's called in the Kisveri, in the Or Yosha, direct light. Whereas the Chacham who lived in Bavel, their madrega, the level, although they were exalted, the Chacham of Bavel, the main work of Bavel was to explain what's Tameh, what's Torah, what's possible, what's kosher, what's not kosher. That's why the pilpul of Torah is really from Bavel. Because the pilpul Torah means this is good, this is not good, this is mutter, this is awesome. The Yushalayim Eretz Yisrael is like, it's cool like R. That's why that Gadato was Eretz Yisrael. Machashak and Heshivan came to say, Oilam, to Talmud Bavel, the Talmud Bavel was composed out in the darkness because Halach is to tell you, do this, don't do that. Do this, don't do that. And that's Talmud Bavel. Bavel means confusion. That's Talmud Bavel. Bavel means from the word Bolo, which means to destroy. But Eretz Yisrael, the Talmud Yerushalmi, Eretz Yisrael is Or, it's Kulei Or, it's all different cheshbonos. That got it on the Zohar Kodesh Eretz Yisrael. And the Avodah of Eretz Yisrael, the Chachma of Eretz Yisrael is different Chachma. But in Golos, so we read this, we come above. Tamilichom Shevet Yisrael, she said, Avadosum Kifishu Bahav with Vekas, and Moshe Shakal said, it's not Usum, it's Wasum, the Gurum, and my Maya, call Behav, and Nechon Zelazet. Therefore, it says in the Gemara that in Eretz Yisrael, the Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael, when they argue with sweetness. And I hear Noichim. In other words, there was a peacefulness, there was a restfulness about them. That's been in Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael Shabbos. Shabbos means peacefulness and restfulness. Therefore, they spoke in a way of peacefulness. Makshin Zelzeba Halacha, but the Chacham of Bavel, the 6 days of the week where it was mostly to separate and distinguish and define and to argue and yell and bitterness and anger, therefore the arguments in Chutzpah was much more, they weren't Noichim Zelzeba. It wasn't with that kind of serenity. Right. That's the difference. The Chalav of Kuk explained that. I wish we had time to talk about this much for them. But the difference in how discipline it took place, how to discipline, what kind of a makal to use, the difference in Chutzpah is not so. And that's a self. Won't get the Rav Kook explain that. And it's Israel won't get, comes with sweetness. Chutzlar comes with the Rogers. Toshma. The Zoya and the Yushalmi say, Tochazi, come and see. And the Bavli says, Toshma, come and hear. Hearing is from a distance, seeing is Mamish. Clarity. Shabbos is Tochazi. The 6 days of the week is Toshma. Shabbos is come and see. Ru'u. Ki Hashem Nosem Lachem Zah Shabbos. Ru'u Ki Hashem Nosem Lachem Zah Shabbos. But the 6 days of the week you don't see it. 6 days of the week it's Tashma, you're trying to hear about Hashem. Shabbos, you can manage. Ruhu, to see. Shabbos, the Russian. Ruhu, to see. But the Chaim HaKashem is Kosh Baruch, was Aksa, Ruhu, to see. Ruhu, to see. Ruhu, to see. Ruhu, to see.